Prosecutors in the trial of President Trump's former campaign chair, Paul Manafort, tried again today to get Judge T.S. Ellis to walk back comments. Now, the judge has been writing prosecutors to hurry up the trial, criticizing their evidence. Yesterday, he had to apologize to the jury for a criticism that turned out to be wrong. But also yesterday, Judge Ellis interrupted a prosecutor questioning a witness about Manafort's attempts to get a loan, which was later rejected. The judge said, focus on loans that were granted. Emily Bazelon is staff writer for the New York Times and fellow at Yale Law School. Emily, the prosecutor, as you know, said the fact that Manafort sought the loan constituted conspiracy. They want the jury to ignore the judge's comments. And they're concerned he may be influencing this trial. What's your take? Many judges run a tight ship.
Right. This judge, though, seems particularly tyrannical, and it is mostly coming out against the prosecution. And so I think the prosecutors are getting worried that he's conveying a kind of sense to the jury that there are problems with their case that don't actually exist. And that's why they want what's called a curative instruction about this question regarding the testimony on the loan. They want the judge to say that he made a mistake and that that testimony was, in fact, relevant.
But curative instruction. Who does that? How does that happen?
Well, the judge can say to the jury, as he did already this week, you know what? I messed up. Mm-hmm. I lambasted the prosecutors, but actually I had given them permission to do the thing I was criticizing for them. That was what happened earlier. So they want another instruction like that.
Well, and he's the decider as to whether or not to do that. Well, at one point, this judge told prosecutors, look at me, don't look down, don't roll your eyes. It's like they're children. He told the prosecutor that he was crying at one point, and the prosecutor said, no, I'm not. I mean, it sounds odd. Last year, a defendant appealed a guilty verdict from the judge on the grounds that Judge Ellis, the defendant, felt had interfered too much. The appeals court disagreed, saying he interrupted both sides equally. You know, are you looking now? The prosecution may not get to rest today, but when they do and defense comes up, will you be looking for that to see if he also treats the defense that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the most important quality of a judge is to be even-handed. So that's absolutely crucial. You know, look, a lot of judges like to exercise their power, but you want to make sure you're doing it in a way that is accurate and fair, and that you don't want your kind of fighting or sparring with the lawyers to become the main event. The main event is the evidence and the proof they're putting on.
Well, and of course, you know, part of what's happening here is this is the age-old bugaboo we can't see because these federal trials are not televised. You know, your thoughts on what that would do. Some say that it would just kind of make it too sensational, this very, very serious process of a federal trial.
Well, I just couldn't agree with you more. I mean, this is a trial there's a lot of interest in. We should be able to see for ourselves how Judge Ellis is behaving, how strong the government's proof is, how good the defense is. We should be able to make those judgments ourselves. And it's really a huge shame that this this proceeding isn't televised.
Yeah, especially since it's so fascinating. We will keep following it. Emily Bazelon, staff writer for The New York Times Magazine, fellow at Yale Law School, on the judge at the center of the Manafort trial, getting a lot of copy himself. Emily, thank you.
Thanks for having me.